Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
DNR warden buddy, Mr. Jake Boakes, joining us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Another good Thursday morning.
Absolutely, dude. So we got a few questions to get to here. First off, you mentioned, let's start off, because you mentioned there's some new laws regarding air guns, which this is actually the first time I've heard that. So can you give us a little bit of a background on that?
Yeah, so everything I saw came from, a brief that we got from our legal team. The new rule is basically that any season in Wisconsin that allows a firearm season, so any season, squirrels, deer, whatever you can shoot a firearm with, you can now use an air gun. Or, you know, an air gun can be like an air shotgun or an air rifle, stuff like that. And they basically signed a law, Governor Evers signed it like last week, I believe, basically saying that anywhere you can use a rifle or a shotgun, you can use an air gun or an air shotgun. So we're still kind of figuring out exactly what that's going to look like and what's that going to be like, but it does give hunters a new option. I read the Outdoor News yesterday, and it looks like there was some people in the public that worked with the governor's office to get that put into law. Sorry, I got a train going by me. So it's another example of, like, the DNR doesn't always make the regulations. Sometimes it's the public and who you talk to and different things like that. So it kind of segues into, like, the spring hearings are next Monday. And if you have thoughts or comments or questions or want to change something, it's a really good opportunity to go in and let your voice be heard.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Jake, we had a texter earlier also ask, I don't know if it's kind of maybe with the snow melting and people are able to get outdoors and walk around in the woods and such, but somebody had asked, what should I do happen, or nope, that's an old one. If I find a deer carcass in the woods and it's clear the deer died of natural causes, do I have to report it like I would if I wanted to take a deer on the side of the road?
No. So there's two kind of different things. There's a state law that allows car kill, deer, turkey, and bear to be picked up for free. They changed it so you don't have to get like a tag from law enforcement. You just have to register it, call it in, register as a car kill deer, and it's free. When it comes to finding something on your own property, when a deer is found deceased, whether it's private property or public property, and it's not, and you don't know how it died, or who killed it. Like, even if there's a gunshot in it, you're like, okay, it probably died from this gunshot. If you don't know who killed it or where it came from, technically, per state law, the deer falls back to the property of the state because that person didn't harvest it or reduce it to their possession. So they do have to reach out to the local warden and get some sort of tag for that. Typically, if you find a deer that you want, utilize the meat for it and stuff, we can sell it for $10. The cheapest the state or the legislators let us sell $10, something like that, where we want good results. We'll sell it for the minimum $10. If you find a deadhead, which a lot of people are this time of year, if you find the deadhead and it's still got a bunch of meat and skin on it, that, again, you have to give us a call because you got to get a possession authorization tag from us because, again, you're not the one that killed it or anything like that. You just found it, and you found it out of season. But if you do find one that is completely clean, they call it, like, you find antlers connected to the skull and it's just the bone, like maybe a whiff of hair here and there, but it's just clean, that is actually considered like a shed, so you can take it at that point. But there can't be any meat or skin left on it.
Okay, that's maybe, that was actually going to be my next question. If you found a deadhead but it was, you know, completely clean, does that change things there too? Because, yeah, I've been seeing some people on social media kind of posting them, finding, I'm assuming they're going out there now with the snow melting and doing shed hunting.
And people have definitely been out with this weird winter. But, you'll see pictures of antlers where the head's still attached, the skull's still attached, but clearly it's a couple years been dead and the meat's gone and it's bleached out like that, you can have for free. But when you find that deer that died in October, December, or January, and clearly there's still just a bunch of fat and tissue and cartilage in it, mm-hmm. then that's one that you got to call and get a tag for.
Right. And I know to the texter who may be listening who sent that picture, just a note, Jake has sent it to the wildlife biologist. You're just kind of waiting to hear back, too. So, but thank you for sending those pictures.
Yeah, no, thanks for sending the pictures in. They're always great. You can always send them to the warden or the local biologist, and we're happy to answer questions. On that one with the fur being all matted and weird and thicker in some areas, I can't tell. There's so many different diseases and things that I don't want to speculate on.
Right.
Not even like that they're bad necessarily. Sometimes it's just part of like the winter, just getting sick in the winter or getting some sort of parasite on the skin, stuff like that. But the biologists are the subject experts on that.
Yeah. I mean, I had 5 deer at the end of my driveway in town this morning. I had to start the truck kind of kick them out of there. So remote start to get them out of there.
There are a lot of deer moving around, which is always a good thing. You know, it's obviously a mild winter, and hopefully the deer and the turkeys and all the animals had a decent recovery or just a decent, easy life. So we'll see what that mm-hmm. promulgates for the next year or upcoming years.
Did you have a question, quick intern? Or
yeah, Jake, we've got some snow and some rain recently. What's that done for fire permits or anything like that? We still want to be careful, obviously. It hasn't greened up yet, but has it changed the status of burning?
Yeah, I think in some of those areas where the townships or the state was restricting those burning permits, I think those are back to, you know, open. You got to go get them. You got to have them, obviously, but they'll issue them. The fire danger went down a little bit with the amount of precipitation, and then, you know, like the wind, it's been windy, but unlike the last time it was this windy, it's not, the humidity is not as low and it's not so dry. So I think it's kind of reset us for a little bit, which is nice, because I know a lot of the forestry guys and whatnot were already on call back in, you know, February and March, which is crazy. The rivers went up, which is also a good thing. It just, you know, it helps the landscape when we get this precipitation. So if the water goes up and we got some water on the landscape and this and that, it helps the fish, it helps the animals, it helps, obviously, the fire risk. So something to, you know, monitor, though, as we keep going and depending on how the spring turns out.
Do you guys keep track of, from year to year, when the ice goes out as far as when the ice fishing season ends? You guys, as rangers or forest management guys and lifestyle or animal control, do you guys kind of put that in and around the state and figure that out? I was bowling a week ago and a guy said, yeah, last year the last day of ice fishing for me was April 28th. Well, that's a long way down the road yet, and we've been done with ice fishing for quite a while.
Right. I would imagine that there is, especially locally, because like fisheries departments in different parts of the state do different, you know, fish studies. So like around here they're getting ready for shocking and sturgeon, doing some sturgeon studies and stuff. So I would think like locally they probably do have documents that kind of mark when ice is going out and when they're starting to do their surveys and stuff like that. I don't know if the state as a whole kind of keeps like a, I don't know if you could go on the website and be like, you know, 2002, when was the last ice out and this and that. But I'm sure there's the information. And again, you know, as public employees, fisheries, forestry, wildlife, myself, you know, you can always give us a call, and if you have general interest questions and stuff like that, we'll try to find that and answer that. And sometimes it's curious for us to know too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, Jake, and Jake's going to be in studio here in a couple weeks for us as we get ready for the fishing opener too, so we'll do a little bit of a deeper dive and have a lot more questions over there too. So.
Yeah, when I come in, I plan on bringing more on like that air gun stuff. There's some other changes that don't necessarily affect deer hunting, but they're just kind of open this up and kind of clean up some rules and stuff like that. The air gun thing is new. I just wanted to throw it out there because I saw it in the outdoor news yesterday too. They did a good job of explaining the rules. It kind of just evens out everything, just evens out all the guns and how you can utilize them. As far as like, you know, I'm going to get a lot of questions on if you're a felon, can you use them and stuff like that. And there are, you know, it's not considered a firearm legally, so you know they're going to be able to use them for different things. So we can talk about that more later too. And the last thing, I know you guys got to get going. I apologize, but that spring hearing, I mentioned it, but it is the first time the spring hearings are technically coming back since COVID. They're next Monday at 6:30. So if you want to come to your local counties and meet your biologists, meet your wardens, meet a bunch of the staff that's going to be there, they're going to be similar to the DNR open houses last year where everyone gives updates and talks about local events and stuff like that, but we'll also be reading through all of the spring hearing questions and stuff like that. So it's a good place to get answers and meet your local staff if you're interested.
All right, good stuff there, Jake. Hey, we appreciate your time, buddy, and be safe out there, and we'll catch up with you again next time, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later. You got it. There you go, Jake Boakes, conservation warden for the state of Wisconsin.